joining us on KMBR 680. He is the hitting coach of the monsters of the Midway, the San Francisco Giants, the home run hitting team, but a ball club, two out RBIs. Most of those runs they score come with two out. And he is the architect of the offense. We'll say that. Hensley, Bam Bam Mullins. First of all, you said some things in the paper during this past week, about Pablo Sandoval that I thought were very telling, and explaining who he is, how he approaches his job, and how things have gone with him even over the years. You may know him better than anybody.
Yes, it was just a matter of time for Pablo to, be himself and start producing like we all know he can. And, through all the ups and downs, mostly downs for the first few weeks of the season, he was the same guy. He always came in early trying to figure it out, doing different drills. I mean, we did so many different drills to try to get him out of it. And, sometimes it's just a matter of, take a step back, relax, try to see the ball and use the whole field. And that's what he's been doing here in the last 10 days or so, 2 weeks. And it's been beautiful to watch him get back on track and start producing and helping the team win, especially with the loss of Belt. He's chipping very nicely, hitting the ball over the fence, driving in runs, and, being the old Pablo, energetic on the field, having a lot of fun. I give him a lot of credit for sticking with it. And, I was always in his ear telling him that it's a long year. I don't want him to get down on himself, which he never did. I always was worried about him losing faith and start doubting himself, but he never has. And he never one day said, I feel like I don't want to play, or I feel like I don't want to work on this today. Never did. He always worked. He always came in with a good attitude. Joe and I always try to, make sure we say the right things to him so he can, have energy and believe in himself and know that he's a great hitter, know that he was going to come out of it sooner or later, and he's there now. So, we praise him for maintaining calm, staying within himself, maintaining his work ethic, his work habits, and he's always in here working, and he's done that for the 5 years I've been here, so that's no problem at all, and I'm so happy for him that he's finally able to, put all that hard work into production.
Yeah, it's great to see it on the field as well, even defensively. Bam Bam Mullins is with us. What was the one thing that turned him around? Because, we talk about hitting coaches on the air all the time, and I know you tell them what to do and how to approach things, but he was in a deep slump for a while. What was it that maybe turned him around?
Well, he calmed down. He stopped bending at the waist, which was a big problem. And when you do that, it was just like the problems he had in the past with the weight. The weight distribution goes before, the hands goes, and that's a big problem in the swing. When your weight is out front and your hands are dragging, and you have no bat speed, essentially. That's what was happening. He wasn't hitting the fastball. He was off front of the off-speed pitches because he was off balance and he was bending the waist. But now he's able to calm himself down, stay behind the ball, create separation, meaning, he's loading and he's striding to balance, and now he's able to rotate through the swing. It's more than one thing actually happening for him to have the success that he's having right now. And the point of contact changed. Instead of the balls beating him, he's catching balls up front. He's got more bat speed now. The bat is flying through the zone. The bat is on his back to begin his setup. We're trying to keep it from going behind his head, so it was going behind his head, causing a loop in his swing, meaning that the swing is going to take longer to go from point A to B because the bat is wrapping all the way behind his head. So now he's staying around his shoulder, and he's able to go from A to B in a shorter route, and that's also huge when you're talking about hitting 95 mile an hour fastballs, or 82 mile an hour curveballs, or 79 mile an hour changeup. So the the speed differential is something that if you don't have timing, the right timing, you know, you're not going to be able to slow down to hit off speed or speed up to hit the fastball. So he's done that beautifully here in the last, 10 days, 2 weeks. And, you know, I can see him continue on this pace for a while.
Boy, great. I love talking hitting with you. You know that. And I know the fans love to hear you break it down because you get calls. What does the hitting coach do and this and that? And it's good to hear you break all this down so fans know what you do with hitters like Pablo Sandoval and others who may need tinkering with their swing or adjusting to what is going on. The other reason I wanted you on today, we got many calls and emails this week about the point system. You and I talked about it when the season opened up. And what it is, essentially, you have four groups of players. Three groups of players, and you have game situations, moving a runner over from second and third, hitting a single, double, triple, going an extra base, things like that. And you assess points for it, and it's been an interesting way to do it. Alvin Dark did it, as I told you, in the 60s, his plus or minus system. But the players are into it, and when you look at the results of it, you see the guys who are actually getting the job done. So bring us up to date. People want to know what's up with the point system and who's winning.
Well, the first month went great. I praised some. I remember we were in Atlanta at the end of the month. I brought them all into the cage, including the five starting pitchers that are participating with the point system because they get to hit more than the reliever. So, you know, we have three groups. Like Area is the group from Sandoval and Pagan, which also includes Blanco, Baumgartner, Kane, and Sanchez. And then you have the Team Brandons, is all the Brandons. And Buster is means Brandon in Georgia. Adrianza means Brandon in Venezuela, and Linska means Brandon in Washington. So that's the Team Brandons. And then you have Laser Schwag with Pence, Arias, Hudson, Morse, Vogelson, and Colvin right now. It's I'm telling you, with five games left in this month. Team Lageria is up by 2 points. They have 488 points compared to 486 points from Team Brandon. And Laser Shrag is just a couple of ticks behind with 475 points. So a total of 13 points differentiate the three groups. When you go to the individual leaders, you know, obviously Pants has had a monster month. Very consistent, hitting the ball very well. He's ahead with 192 points, and Pablo here has made the surge the last couple of weeks. He's right behind him with 191 points. And then you have Morris, who's been very consistent. He won the individual award in the first month. He's got 172 points, just 20 behind Pence, who's leading. And then you have Crawford, has hit a couple of big home runs for us this month and also driving some runs. He's at 157, and Posey is at 125. And with the pitchers, you also have a group. The pitchers are competing against each other. Baum is leading that category with 10 points. Vogie's got 9. Kaner's got 8. And Timmy, the two Timmys, got 4 apiece. So the competition has been great. The backing of each other, the applauding for each other, pulling for each other during the games have been unbelievable. Even when we were losing some of these games, we always think we can come back and win the game. Like Buster said yesterday, we were talking, you know, even though I've struggled here a little bit, you know, I always feel like we're going to win the game no matter what because somebody else is picking up the slack. And he's been right. You know, you can tell from the points, you know, it's very close. You have 5-6 guys up there, and every day is somebody different, it's mostly been Pablo here the last few days, but you know, it's been a really good competition, and we're going to try to keep it up. And first place in the first month, and so far first place in the second month, and that's what we're looking for, staying in first.
Oh, what a great story. It's the point system, as I say. Alvin Dark did this way back in the 1960s, the plus and minuses, but the categories are interesting. And is there a category that gives you a lot of pleasure? Now, of course, you love to see a home run, you love to see things, but it's the inside of the game that you may award a point or take away a point. What are some of the categories when you see it happen, you say, boy, that's good?
Well, obviously the quality at bat is a big one, because by having quality at bats, you know, we do something good for the team, even though it's individual. You know, it could be one pitch, it could be a seven pitch at bat that you got out. It could be one pitch that you, you know, with a guy on second base, you hit a ball to the right side to get him over to third. It took one pitch to have a quality at bat to get it. And we had one of those yesterday. We moved the guy over and the next guy had a fly ball. It's a, you know, we score around without having a hit. So it's not always getting hits that's quality at bats. It's getting the job that's done, and I award him with a quality at bat that way. Or, you know, sometimes a guy might strike out, but he had, you know, he saw 10, 12 pitches to get the pitcher's pitch count up, because that's how we get into the bullpens, you know. So we try to get the starting pitcher out of the game early by eating up pitches. And you know, you gain quality the best like that, too. The other big one for me is obviously driving in the guy from third, either with a hit or with a ground ball or sack fly, however way you do it. If you do it with a hit, you get 2 points. If you do it with a non-hit situation, you get 1 point. So you get extra points for getting hits during situations. Just like moving the guy over, too. You get a point for moving it over with a ground ball or a fly ball. But if you get a hit, I give you 2 points. One of the big ones that I like, too, is when the guys take extra bases. Our base running was poor last year. It's been much better this year. Ball's in the dirt. It goes a few feet away from the catcher. They take an extra base. They get a point for that. The ball is hit, a base hit to left. They're coming from first. They keep going to third. They get there safely. They get an extra point for that because they took the extra base. So those are some of my favorite ones. And a very difficult one, I think, you know, we haven't been so good at it this year, but in the past we have. I know the guys are going to bounce back. The guys on the bench, Arias, Adrianza, and Blanco. You know, Blanco's starting to get out of it. Is the pinch hit at bat. You know, it's a very difficult thing to do, but somehow when they find a way to do it and get a hit, I'll give them 2 points for getting a hit off the bench.
Well, I love it. Great stuff. Really great stuff, and you explained it so well. I don't know if you have the numbers in front of you. I'm just going to ask you this question. Do you know who the leaders are in quality at-bats? Because quality at-bats interests me, because it's not just something that's going to show up in a box score. It's something that a baseball man like yourself will look at. So I'm just curious if you could tell us the leaders in quality at-bats.
I don't have it in front of me right now because it's in the computer system. It obviously, it's a big blog. We're keeping it upstairs. Danny Martin and Yo does a great job by compiling the numbers for me. I can tell in a little bit what they are, but from this sheet right here I have in front of me is just the basic points and the leaders and the groups that are leading, but the individual situations, which happens all the time, every day, it's hard to keep them on one sheet, so I'll have that in the computer. I can easily pull it up for you and let you know in a little bit who that guy is, but I can assume it's got to be between Pence and Morse, because Morse has had a lot of good quality at bats, and you know, this month, obviously, Pence has been on base more than all of them.
I bet Hicks is up there to some degree. I bet Hicks gets you some quality at bats.
Yeah, Hicks is. You know, he's in the 20s with his walks. Yeah. Each one of those is a quality at bat just by getting walked and getting on base. You know, I give you a quality at bat for that. You know, he's hit a lot of big hits for us, home runs, driving some very important runs. So, you know, he's been up there. He's in a little bit of a slide right now, but you know, with a day off today, hopefully he can get back tomorrow and start producing like he has in the first few weeks.
All right, a pleasure to have you with us. As I say, the fans are interested. I get more calls about you than I think any other coach in the game. I mean that. So they're interested in what you do, and they're interested in how this ball club is doing and how you approach it. So I appreciate always the time you take with us.
Well, I appreciate the fans too. You know, it's a hard job we do here. We put a lot of time into it. You know, we've been fortunate to put a quality product on the field and keep the interest up. You know, we're off to a great start again. You know, hopefully we can keep the guys healthy and maintain this pace all the way through the year to bring in our championship for the fans.
All right, Bam Bam, thank you so much.
All right, thank you.
More coming up on KMBR 680, the sports leader.